Good morning. Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
私の名前は、ジンと言います。日本語のミニストリーの牧師をしています。
I'm Pastor Jin. I'm in charge of our Japanese congregation here at Crossway.
司会のトミーがアナウンスしてくれましたが、今日は予定されていた例の牧師がの体調が優れないために、この朝はメッセージを取り継がせていただきます。
As Tommy announced earlier, Pastor Reynold isn't feeling well this week, so I will be delivering the message in his place.
どうぞ Reynold 先生のために続けて覚えてお祈りください。
And again, we ask for your continued prayers for Pastor Reynold's health.
早速ですが、今英語部では主の祈りからメッセージが取り継がれているとのことですが、今日はその主の祈りと関連性のあるところから御言葉を取り継がせていただきます。
We're going to jump right in because the English congregation has been doing a message series on the Lord's Prayer. Today's passage is one that is closely related to the Lord's Prayer.
今先ほどアンディが読んでくれましたが、今日の箇所のすぐ前のところでイエス様は主をヨハネが弟子たちに教えたように、私たちにも祈りを教えてくださいという弟子たちの求めに応える形で彼らにこう教えられました。
Just before today's passage, Jesus was asked by his disciples, saying, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he responds to them.
2節から4節のところ、祈るときにはこう祈り、言いなさい。父よ、皆が崇められますように、御国が来ますように、私たちの日ごとの糧を毎日お与えください。私たちの罪をお許しください。私たちも私たちに負い目のある者たちを皆許します。私たちを試みに合わせないでください。
And this is from chapter 11 verse 2 through 4. Jesus responds saying, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation."
その続きとして今日のこの5節以降の内容が語られているわけですが、ここでイエス様はちょっと英語と日本語のニュアンスがあれなんですけど、求め続けることの熱心さというか、そういったことの重要性をこの例えを持って説明しています。
And verse 5 obviously continues from there, and Jesus is explaining to his disciples, using a parable, using a story, about the importance of asking incessantly, of being earnest in asking for things.
もう一度5節から7節を読みますね。あなた方のうち誰かに友達がいるとして、真夜中にその人のところに行き、君パンを見つかしてくれ。友人が旅の途中私のお家へ来たのだが、出してやるものがないのだと言ったとします。すると彼は家の中からこう答えます。面倒をかけないでくれ。もう戸締まりもしてしまったし、子供たちも私も寝ている。起きて何かをやることはできない。
We're going to quickly look at verses 5 through 7 again. And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.'"
でここにはこの家の主人がどのような家に住んでいたとかその詳細は記されていないので、友人たち、この友人のために起きてパンをあげることがどこまで面倒であったかは分かりません。
We don't have a detailed description of what type of house the friend is living in, so we don't know how much of a bother it actually is to get up and get some bread and open the door and give it to his friend.
ただ当時の一般的なイスラエルの家は家族で一部屋をシェアしていたと言われますから、もし一人の人がこのパンを持ち出すために取るために起きるとするならば、そこにはランプを灯す必要が生じ、またそれによって家族全員が起きる、中には起きない人もいるかもしれないんだけれども起きるということが考えられます。
But historically, Israelites would live in one room with their family, and so if you were to wake up, you would have to light a lamp, and then your family would be in the same room with you, and they would wake up because it's bright. Maybe some of you wouldn't be bothered by that, but it would cause everybody to wake up, and it's happening in the middle of the night.
それはまたそれは真夜中の出来事であり、しかもそこには子供たちがいたということですから、まあ、それは実際に面倒なことであったわけですね。
So I'm sure those of you with children know that you don't want to wake up your children in the middle of the night. So it was probably a little bit of a bother for the friend in the house.
さらにその戸締まりというのがどういうものであったのかとかもその面倒さということに関係していたと思います。
We also don't know what it would have taken to open the door that was shut for the night. So it may have been an inconvenience there as well.
でそこでイエス様はこうおっしゃいました。8節、あなた方に言いますが、彼は友達だからということで起きて何かを与えることはしないにしても、あくまで頼み続けるならば、そのためには起き上がって必要なものを与えるでしょう。
And so after explaining the scene, Jesus continues in verse 8, saying, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs.
どうぞ考えてみてください。もしパンを貸してくれと、まあ、頼んだわけですけれども、その友達が面倒をかけてくれない、面倒をかけないでくれという言葉に、ああ、すまなかったって、すぐに引き返していたらどうですか。
So try to imagine the scene. What would have happened if the one who was asking, upon hearing that his request was an inconvenience, was a bother, that his friend in the house couldn't do what he asked, if he said, oh, sorry, and then went away? What would have happened?
彼は決してパンを得ることはなかったでしょう。
He wouldn't have been able to get bread.
けれどもあくまで頼み続けるならば、友達だからという理由ではなくって、その頼み続けるその熱心さのゆえに、その友は必要なものを与えてくれるだろうとイエス様はおっしゃいました。
But Jesus is saying because of his impudence, because of his earnestness in seeking this bread, the friend will get up and give him what he is asking for.
私たちとしてはそもそもその真夜中に、しかもパンのことで、まあパンのことでって言ったらあれです、パンのことで迷惑をかけるような人は友達として欲しくないと考えると思うんですね。
Now, I think most of us would think, well, I don't want a friend that's going to come to me at midnight and keep banging on my door until I give him bread.
まあでも私が皆さんのところに行った時には心よく与えてください。
But if Pastor Jin comes to your house and asking for bread, I hope that you will give him bread.
でもここで主が語っておられることは、それはその求め続けることの大切さですね。
But what Jesus is teaching his disciples here is the importance of continuing to seek and continuing to ask.
皆さん、あなたはどのような時にこの求め続ける、熱心にそれを求めますか？
At what times do you find yourself able to do this, able to continually ask for something, able to continually seek for this one thing?
この求め続ける、まあ、これがちょっと日本語と英語と少し違うんですが、その厚かましさとかずうずうしさといった、あまり日本語ではいい意味合いの言葉に聞こえないんですが、そういったこう熱心さを意味する言葉です。
And let's see, the word impudence in Japanese has more of an meaning of actually seeking and continuing to seek, but in English the impudence is more referring to this sense of need and urgency that the person who is asking has. He has boldness in asking for what he is.
私たちは自分にはどうすることもできないとき、つまり切羽詰まった状態、それがなくてはどうにかなってしまうと思うときに、ただその求めるだけではなく、それを熱心に大胆に求め続けると思うんですね。
And so it's this idea of a relentlessness in asking for what you need. And that happens when you have no other options or when you truly desire whatever it is that you're seeking.
主はここでそのようにその諦めずに熱心に求めることの大切さを教えておられます。
And so Jesus is teaching his disciples and teaching us here the importance of not giving up, of continuing to seek with a passion, with earnestness.
そして続く9節10節でこうおっしゃるんですね。私はあなた方に言います、求めなさい、そうすれば与えられます。探しなさい、そうすれば見つかります。叩きなさい、そうすれば開かれます。誰であっても求めるものは受け、探すものは見つけ出し、叩くものには開かれます。
Then he continues in verse 9 to say, And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened.
主はこのように訳訳されたわけですが、このことはその前のその熱心さ、頼み続けるということからして、ただ一度こうではなくて、求め続けること、探し続けること、叩き続けることを意味していると思います。
And seeing the context of it continuing from the parable, the story before, where he's talking about the earnestness, boldness, relentlessness, we can say that he doesn't want us to just ask once, knock once, seek once, but to continue to do that. And it is the continuation that is important.
でここで主は何をとは直接語っておられないわけですが、で私たちは何を求めればよいんでしょうか。
In these two verses, he doesn't say what we should be seeking, but what is it that we should be seeking?
何でも自分の欲しいもの、私の欲しいもの、私が必要と思うものを求めればそれは与えられ、探せば見つかり、叩けば開かれる、そういったことをそのようにイエス様は教えておられるんでしょうか。
Or do these verses mean that we can ask for whatever we want, whatever our desires might be in our hearts, and that Jesus will just give us those things?
イエス様と弟子たちとのこの会話が祈りを教えてくださいという、こう弟子の求めから始まったことからすると、弟子たちまた私たちが神様に求めるもの、それは主が教えられたこのその祈りの中に含まれていると私は思います。
Considering that this conversation started with the disciples asking Jesus how they should pray, I believe that what we should be seeking are the things that Jesus told us to pray about.
つまりそれは父なる神様の皆が崇められること、神の国が来ること、日ごとの糧が与えられること、罪が許され、また他者の罪を許すこと、悪魔の試みから守られること。
That is, we should be seeking that our Heavenly Father be honored, that His kingdom would come, that our daily bread would be given to us, that our sins would be forgiven as we forgive others, and that we would be protected from the temptations of our enemy, the devil.
もちろんそれに限る必要はないんですけど、でもなぜそうなんでしょう?
And of course, that I don't think this means that we can't ask for anything else, not listed in the prayer, but...Why is it that I say that these are the things we should be seeking?
その求める、このようなことを求めることが、私たちに対する神様の御心だからです。
It is because these things are what God's will is for us.
言い方を変えるならば、それらが私たちにとって、あなたにとって必要なものだからですね。
These things are necessary for us. They are important for us.
私たちとしては必ずしもその必要性を見ないかもしれない。まあ、そう言うとちょっと語弊がありますけど。
At times we may not see that they are truly important. We may not be able to see the value that they have for us.
で、まあ、その証拠にというか、皆さんの中にどれだけの人がこの主の祈りを日々自分自身の個人的な祈りの中で祈っておられますか?
And as proof that we sometimes don't see the necessity of these things, how many of you actually pray the Lord's Prayer in your daily prayer life each day?
その熱心さ、先ほどのその求め続けるといったその心の態度を持って、そこに記された事柄を一つ一つかみしめながら、あ、本当にこれがなければ、そのアージェントなその感じでこの一つ一つをかみしめながら主に祈り求めているでしょうか。
Do you pray the Lord's Prayer with impudence, with boldness, relentlessly asking for the things that are in this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Do you seek after these things?
イエス様はこれらのことが私たちにあなたに必要であることのゆえにこのように祈りなさい。ただこう言葉を並べなさいじゃなくて祈りなさい、祈り求めなさいとおっしゃいました。
And Jesus knew that these things are necessary for us, that they're important for us, and that's why he taught us to pray in this way. That's why he's saying, seek after these things. And to actually pray these things, not just chant them as if they're the words are the important, but the communication and prayer with God using this template.
どうしたら私たちはこれらのことを、心から祈り求めるようになるんですか。もういつもそうだという方はいいんですよ。でもそうでないという方、どうしたら私たちはそのように心から熱心にこのことを祈るんでしょうか。我がこととしてね。
And how can we change our hearts then to use this prayer and to actually mean it and to seek after these things? If you're doing that daily right now, then I would encourage you to continue to do that. But if you aren't, how can you start to incorporate this into your walk of faith?
それは何か呪文のように毎日唱えることによってですか、またその今そういったシリーズがされているから、まあ、信仰者のなすべきことといって、つまり義務のように捉える、理解することによってですか。
Can you do it by just making it a part of your daily life that you have to chant these words, that this is an act of faith that is required of you? Will that help you? Thinking of it in that way, will that help you to incorporate it into your daily life?
11節から13節を読みします。あなた方の中で子供が魚をくださいという時に魚の代わりに蛇を与えるような父親が一体いるでしょうか。卵をくださいというのに誰がサソリを与えるでしょう。してみるとあなた方も悪いものではあっても自分の子供には良いものを与えることを知っているのです。とすればなおのこと天の父が求める人たちにどうして聖霊をくださらないことがありましょう。
We'll look at verse 11 through 13 now. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
この世は罪ゆえに堕落しています。
Now, this world is depraved and fallen because of sin.
それゆえに親が子を虐待するケース、また子が親を殺すことも実際にあります。
And because of that, it is unfortunate, but we see cases where parents torture their children, where they beat their children, and other situations where children wind up murdering their parents.
そういった意味において、子が魚や魚や卵を求めても、それを与えない親、子に害を与えるようなものを与える親も実際には存在しますね。
And in this sense, there are people in this world who will not give good gifts to their children, who will give them things that are bad instead.
けれども基本的な意味において我が子を愛する親ならば、当然我が子に良いものを与えたいと思うわけですよね。
But if you as a parent love your child, then you will want to give them good things.
そしてそれがそのまだその罪の性質を持つ人間の親でさえそうであるならば、天の父なる神様はなおのこと求める者に良いものを与えてくださると主はおっしゃいます。
And if that's the case for a human with a nature that is sinful, then how much more will our great and good God give us good gifts instead?
ところがその良いものは聖霊だと主はおっしゃいました。
But what's interesting here is that in Luke, Jesus says that what the Father will give us is the Holy Spirit.
皆さんどうでしょう。あなたはこの主の言葉を聞いてどう思われますか。
When you hear what he says in verse 13, what do you feel about that?
あ、私に聖霊をくださいと本当にその喜びっていうか、エキサイトメントを持って、それを受けることを心から願い求めますか。
Are you so grateful and excited that God will give you His Holy Spirit and that is something you seek and desire?
それとも、いや、私が魚を願ったら魚をください。 卵と言ったら卵をくださいと自分が求めたものをベストと考えることで願った通りのものを受けることを自分にとって最善だとおっしゃるでしょうか。
Or instead, would you say that, well, I asked for a fish, so give me a fish. I asked for an egg, so I want an egg. Would you consider that what you think is best is actually the best and seek after the things of your heart instead?
ちなみにこのマタイの7章11節では、このところは聖霊ではなく良いもの good things となっています。
Now, Matthew also has a similar passage, but in Matthew chapter 7 verse 11, instead of Holy Spirit, the translation is, the words used are good things.
でも確かに何度か見ましたけれどもチェックしましたがルカはここを聖霊と記すわけですね。
I did some research and, just confirmed that Luke does use the words Holy Spirit.
なぜ聖霊なんでしょう。
Why is that the Holy Spirit?
父なる神様はなぜ求めるものに聖霊をくださるのか。
Why will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who seek?
もうすでに少し見ましたが、主の祈りを祈る私たちには聖霊というお方が必要だからです。
And this is because in order for us to pray the Lord's Prayer, to have that walk of faith that, seeks after those things, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
つまり聖霊の助けなしには誰も主の祈りを本当の意味で、祈り求めることをしない。
For without the, strength and power and help of the Holy Spirit, no one will truly wholeheartedly seek after the things.In the Lord's Prayer.
私たちは主の祈りを通して皆が崇められますようにと言います。でも同時に自分の名、自分自身が崇められることを願うものではないですか。
When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Father, hallowed be your name. But at the same time, don't we want that honor for ourselves?
御国が来ますようにと言いますが、私たちはどこかで自分自身の国を建てること、つまり自分がこうしたい、ああしたい、コントロールしたい、そういったことを求めるものではないですか。
We pray your kingdom come, but don't we really want to build our own kingdom? Don't we want to be in control of things and determine what is going to happen to us?
御言葉による霊の糧、またパンとしてのこの肉の糧にしても、それを毎日主に熱心に求める人はいますか。
And praying for our daily bread, whether that's actual physical sustenance or spiritual sustenance through the word, do you earnestly seek after that? Relentlessly ask God for that every day?
求めなくてもどこか自分の力でやっていけると考える、それが私たちではないでしょうか。
Isn't it easier for us to just think, oh, I can take care of feeding myself, I can handle this, and think that we're in control?
また私たちはイエス様の十字架の血潮によって、罪許されたわけですが、そのことを忘れて他者を憐れむ、他者を許すことよりも、憎んだり、陰口を叩いたり、また復讐することを考えるということはないですか。
And even though our sins are forgiven by the, Jesus' blood shed on the cross, don't we forget that grace and mercy that we have received and instead of giving the same grace and mercy to those who are indebted to us, don't we think about getting even, taking revenge, or doing something bad to them in response as well?
そのようにして悪魔は私たちをこのイエス様を信頼するイエス様の十字架に生きるこの信仰から引き離そうとして日々攻撃誘惑を仕掛けてくるわけですが、それでも私たちはどこかで自分でその誘惑に勝てるように思い込み、私の知識、私の経験を持って自分自身を何者かとも高ぶる、そういったことはないでしょうか。
And these are some of the attacks and temptations that Satan uses against us, but don't we in our pride?Sometimes think that we can handle whatever Satan has to throw at us, that we can claim victory over him, and in that way grow the pride in our hearts and fail to see that we're falling into the temptations that he's laying in front of us.
もしそのどれか一つでも当てはまるものがあるならば、私たちは神様を中心とするものではなく、自分自身を中心とするもの、つまり罪人ですね。
And if any of these things I've just listed and explained, you can see them in your own heart, then that means.You're a human. You have your sinful nature still within you. You are a sinner.
故に自分で自分を救うことはできません。その罪の力に自分で打ち勝つことはできない。
And we can't save ourselves by ourselves. We can't, gain that victory over sin with our own power.
もちろん外側はいくらでも装うことはできますよね。敬虔なもの、信心深いもののふりをすることはできます。
We can pretend.That that's the case. We can act on the outside as if we're godly, righteous Christians.
でも神様は全てご存知。
But God knows everything.
それゆえに私たちのうちにあるその自己中心性、高ぶる心を見過ごされるのではなくて、むしろそれに気づかせてくださる。気づかせてくださることで私たちを内側から作り変えてくださいます。
And because he knows everything, he's not going to overlook the pride and the sin that is in your heart. Instead, he's going to help you to recognize it and provide you with a path to turn from it, to return to him.
どのようにしてですか?
How does he do this?
ご自身の霊、聖霊によってですね。
He provides conviction through, his Holy Spirit.
主は聖霊についてこうおっしゃいました。
And Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit in this way.
ヨハネの福音書の16章の7節から11節。しかし私は真実を言います。私が去っていくことはあなた方にとって益なのです。それはもし私が去っていかなければ、助け主があなた方のところに来ないからです。しかし、もし行けば、私は助け主をあなた方のところに遣わします。その方が来ると、罪について、義について、裁きについて、世にその誤りを認めさせます。罪についてというのは、彼らが私を信じないからです。また義についてとは、私が父のもとに行き、あなた方はもはや私を見なくなるからです。裁きについてとは、この世を支配する者が裁かれたからです。
We're going to take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7 through 11, very quickly. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me.Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
私たちを含むすべての人は神様のこの完全な義なるお方の前に皆罪人です。
Each one of us, everyone in this world, in the presence of God, we are all sinners.
そんな私たちが唯一救われるのはその罪人のためにご自身の命を捨てて、十字架にかかり贖いの死を成し遂げられたこの神の御子を救い主イエス・キリストを救い主として信じることによってです。
And there's only one way for us to be saved, for us to be forgiven of our sins, and that is to, believe and trust in the one who offered his life for us on the cross, who was buried and who rose again, in order to provide, a redemption for each of us.
主を信じる者は罪許され、信じない者は罪に定められるのです。
Those who accept Jesus as their Savior will be forgiven of their sins, and those who do not will be judged for their sins.
またイエス様は十字架の死後3日目によみがえられることで天の父なる神様のもとへと登っていかれました。
And after his death on the cross, in 3 days, Jesus Christ rose from the grave and went up to be with his Father.
そのようにしてご自分が神の救い主、つまり義なるお方であることを明かしされたんです。
And this was his testimony that he is, the Savior that God sent, that he is the righteous one.
そしてご自分を信じる者を主は義と認めてくださいます。なぜならば主を信じる者はこのお方へのその信仰によって、義なるお方と一つとされるからですね。
But those who believe in Jesus will also be deemed to be righteous because when they believe in Jesus Christ through their faith they will be made one with him.
イエス様はそのようにして悪魔の誘惑を完全に退けて十字架の死に至るまで父なる神様の御心に従い通されました。
Jesus lived a completely obedient life to his Father. He claimed victory over the temptations of the devil and was obedient even unto the cross.
また死より蘇ることで悪魔に完全に勝利されました。
And through his resurrection from the grave, he claimed complete victory over Satan.
ですからこの世を支配する者としての悪魔はすでに裁かれた、その滅びは確実なものとなったわけですね。
And so the ruler of this world, that is Satan, has already been defeated. He has already been judged.
で、このことはもうすでに信じている人にとっては当たり前のことかもしれない。でもこのことは分かれと言って分かるものではない。
And for those who already believe, you may say, yes, I know this, I've heard this. But this is not something that is easy for us to understand. It's not natural for us to understand this.
でもそれを分からせてくださるのが御子の御霊、聖霊ですね。神様ご自身の霊です。
And we can only come to this understanding through the help and power of the Holy Spirit.
もちろんそこでは常に主の十字架と復活としての福音が語られる必要があります。
And for salvation, it is necessary that the gospel, the importance of the cross, be preached, every day.
でも福音が語られるときに神様が聖霊を通して私たちの心、あなたの心を開き、御子イエス様を分からせてくださるので、私たちはこの目でイエス様を見てなくてもイエス様を神の救い主として信じることができたし、また今日も信じることができます。
But it is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that opened our hearts to receive the word, to be able to understand that, to see who Jesus is, even though we haven't yet seen him with our own eyes. That is the only reason why we have been able to come to this faith, to believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
そしてそれは実に神様の恵み、そして神様の御業によります。
And so really this salvation is only by God's grace and only by his power at work within us.
ですから求めるものに神様は聖霊を与えてくださいます。
And so God the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who seek.
この聖霊を通して私たちのうちに御子を明しすることで、私たちがイエス様を信じ神の子供とされるためですね。
It will give us the Holy Spirit so that through the power of the Holy Spirit we will know who Jesus is so that we might believe him and become children of God.
聖霊は私たちが神の子であることのその保証、印であり、この方によって私たちは神様をアバ父と呼ぶことができる、神の子供としての特権に預かっています。
And by having the Holy Spirit, that becomes proof that we are God's children, and it is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to come to the Father and say, Abba, Father, and draw near to Him.
いかがですか、今日あなたは神様とそのような父とこの関係に入れられていますか、その関係に生かされていますか。
So let me ask you today, do you have this father-child relationship with God today?
イエス様は父なる神様のその素晴らしさ、またこのお方と一つであること、もうこれ以上を引き裂かない、もうその一つであることの素晴らしさのゆえに、私たち罪人のため、ご自身じゃないです、私たち罪人のためにイエス様はご自身の命を捧げるほどに、このお方に信頼して十字架の道を歩まれました。
Because Jesus knew how wonderful God is, because he knew how great it is to be one with God, to be in communion with God, that is why he was able to come to this earth, to live in obedience, and to offer up his life for the sake of sinners such as us.
あなたはこの神様のために苦しむ、そのチャレンジングの中を通るぐらいまでに、父なる神様をご存知ですか?
Do you know God?Today, do you know him enough? Are you close with him that you would be willing to suffer for him?
父なる神様はそこまで素晴らしいお方。
That's how wonderful he is. Our suffering here on this earth is incomparable to his greatness, to his, to how wonderful he is.
今日も主はご自身を求める者に聖霊を与えてくださいます。
Today, again, the Lord will give his Holy Spirit to all those who seek.
この方を通して御子を明かしし、また御子イエス様を通して私たち、ご自身を明かしすることで、神様が私たちをこの主の祈りを心から祈るものへと変えてくださいます。
And it's by having the Holy Spirit, by having the Holy Spirit work within us, that we can come to know who Jesus is, that our hearts can be changed, and we can pray and earnestly seek the Lord's Prayer each day.
私がそういう時には、本当に私たちが、皆さん、あなたが本当に父なる神様、あなたの皆が崇められますように、あなたの恵みの支配、神の国が私、その死んだ後ではなくて今この私のうちに、あなたが恵みを持って支配してください。今日もあなたの御言葉によって養ってください。そしてあなたに生かされているということを忘れないように助けてください。あなたに罪が許されているように、私が他の人々を憐れみ許すことができるように、そしてこの悪しき者からの誘惑によってあなたから離れないように、ひとときもあなたから離れないように、イエス様、あなたと共に生きることができるように、どうぞ助けてくださいと、主ご自身がご自身の素晴らしさを分からせてくださることで、そのように私たちを身元に引き寄せてくださいます。
And when I say that we can pray the Lord's Prayer earnestly, relentlessly, what I mean is that we pray and we meanThat we want God to take the honor. We want that to be taken away from us. We don't need to be glorified. We want God to be glorified each day. We want His kingdom to come. We want Him to be in control of our lives. We want to give up our control and to surrender to Him. That we want to depend upon Him for what we need each day to be sustained here in this life and to be able to follow after Him. And we earnestly desire that our sins would be forgiven, that we can be one with Him, that we can be cleansed, and we look forward to that day when we will be actually one with Him in heaven. And that we want to have the grace, the power given to us through the Holy Spirit, that we can forgive those who wrong us, that we can love them as Jesus loves them, and that we might be protected and saved from temptation. That is, we earnestly desire these things each day. And it is the Lord working in us through the Holy Spirit that can help us to have our hearts changed so that we can truly seek after these things.
私たちはそのようにして、御霊の助け、また御言葉によってますますイエス様へと近づけられていき、やがての日このお方と顔と顔を合わせてその救いを喜ぶようになります。
And it's through the Holy Spirit that we are changed each day to be more like Jesus, to be closer to him, and eventually on that day when we do see him face to face, we will be filled with joy that we are finally truly in his presence.
皆をあがめようではありませんか。
Let us glorify our Father in Jesus today.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様、あなたの素晴らしい御名を褒めたたえます。
Heavenly Father, we praise your name.
あなたは求める者にご自身の霊、聖霊を与えてくださいます。
Lord, thank you that you give your Holy Spirit to those who seek you.
どうかそのことが私たちのうちで小さなこととなってしまうことのないよう、私たちを高ぶるところから、自分を何者かと思ってしまうところから、どうぞお守りください。
Lord, we pray that we would not belittle this gift that you have given to us, this amazing gift, that we would be protected from the pride that rises in our hearts so easily, where we think that we can do everything on our own.
御子イエス様は私たち罪人のために、私たちを救うためにご自身の命までも捨ててくださいました。
And Lord, we remember that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to this world and offered up his life for our sake while we were still sinners, that we might be saved.
私たちもそのようにあなたの素晴らしさを知り、その救いのご計画に信頼することで、あなたの導かれるところ、また今あなたに置かれているところで、聖霊の助けにより信仰と愛と忍耐をもって主の栄光を表すものでありますように。
We pray, Lord, that as Jesus knew you, we might come to know you, that we might see your glory, and that we might have faith and trust in you and your plan of salvation, so that we would be obedient to you no matter where you lead us, that we would be faithful to remain in love with you, and we would be patient no matter where you place us, so that you would transform us, Lord, and we would be ambassadors for you, revealing your glory in this world.
主の御名によって祈ります。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.